9. Keith Peters reporting. President Biden says the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity sets a dangerous precedent for America. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Hours after justices issued their historic 6-3 ruling granting former presidents broad protection from prosecution, President Biden said the principle that no one is above the law fundamentally changed.
For all practical purposes, today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do.
He said the public had a right to know about Donald Trump's role in the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot, but that voters probably won't have that chance before the election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Democrats are proving to be President Biden's strongest supporters in the wake of his poor debate performance last week, correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Calls have arisen inside the Democrat ranks to replace Biden as the party's nominee, fearing he cannot win after his diminished health was on full display in the debate. None of those calls, though, are coming from inside the U.S. Senate. That's where Democrats say Biden remains the party's best shot at defeating Donald Trump in November. Democrat Ben Cardin told reporters, quote, "Joe Biden might have had a bad evening, but we don't want 4 bad years under Donald Trump." Biden served in the Senate for 36 years before being tapped as vice president for Barack Obama. Bob Agnew reporting.
Hurricane Beryl has ripped off doors, windows, and roofs in homes across the Southeast Caribbean after making landfall on the island of Carriacou. As the earliest storm of Category 4 strength to form in the Atlantic, fueled by record warm waters. There were no immediate reports of possible deaths or injuries, with communications largely down across the region on Monday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 50 points, the Nasdaq rose 146. This is SRN News. Tennessee prays.
Republican Governor Bill Lee has signed a resolution urging residents to pray every day in the month of July for God to heal the state. The resolution mentions, quote, violence committed upon its citizens by other citizens, violent crime in the schools, and the flow of deadly fentanyl and other drugs. The Tennessee resolution recalls similar calls to prayer and fasting by presidents, governors, and members of the Founding Fathers, dating all the way back to the birth of this country. Officials in other states say they might follow Tennessee's lead on the matter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan in southern Russia say they're determined to regroup and rebuild following a deadly attack by Muslim terrorists on Christians and Jewish houses of worship in two cities last month. The attacks killed 21 people and injured at least 43 others in the restive region in the North Caucasus on the Caspian Sea. This is SRN News. One of the most iconic franchises in all of sports is up for sale shortly after winning a championship. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
The ownership group that controls the reigning NBA champion Boston Celtics says that it intends to sell all its shares of the team. In a statement, Boston Basketball Partners LLC said it intends to sell the majority interest of the team in 2024 or early 2025. The Celtics defeated the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA Finals last month to capture the franchise's league record 18th championship. Wick Grosbeck, whose family leads the ownership group, is expected to remain the team's NBA governor until the sale is completed in 2028. Gethin Kulbaugh, Boston.
Wildlife officers have shot and killed 3 coyotes at San Francisco's Botanical Garden after a coyote attacked a 5-year-old girl. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.